Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on April 25 regarding Bonita, B-O-N-I-T-A, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Bonita Miller is a 60-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 11-4-20. Britt, she tripped over strapping bands and fell onto her hands and knees. Britt, her right hip struck a metal object. She believes she injured her neck, right shoulder, right knee, right hip, and lower back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and completed a course of active treatment in December 2021. Period. New paragraph. Per the medical records provided, Ms. Miller was seen at WorkNet on 11-30-20. Period. She complained she stepped down from a platform and began to walk on the floor. Period. She tripped over packing bands and conduit. Period. She related requesting to see a doctor but had been told there was difficulty getting an appointment. Period. She was evaluated, including urine dipstick that showed 4+ hematuria. Period. She was advised to see her family doctor in that regard. Period. She had a history of arthritis in her fingers, comma, right foot surgery in 2018 and 2019, as well as left rotator cuff surgery in December 2019. Period. She does have an ongoing disputed claim about her left shoulder and subsequent surgery. Period. She was examined and was sent for additional x-rays. Period. She was diagnosed with a fall and sprain of the right knee, comma lumbar sprain, comma right hip sprain, comma right shoulder sprain, comma and microscopic hematuria to see her family doctor. Period. She was initiated on conservative care. Period. She remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI of the right shoulder on 12-11-20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 12-7-20. She was seen by a physician assistant at WorkNet to review these results. Period. She continued to be seen by these providers over the ensuing months. Period. She was cleared for modified duty and referred for physical therapy that was rendered on the dates described. Period. New paragraph on 1-11-21, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He noted the results of the x-rays done on 11-23-20 to be inserted as marked, but he also referenced the right shoulder MRI to be inserted. Period. He observed she was very thin on clinical exam. Period. She had full flexion and extension of her knees and was able to squat and single leg hop. Period. She had some mild right knee retropatellar tenderness but had a non-antalgic gait. Period. Right shoulder had approximately 165 degrees of active abduction and forward flexion. Period. She had a positive impingement sign but no weakness with resistance to internal and external rotation. Period. She had negative O'Brien sign. Period. They discussed various treatment options for diagnoses of right shoulder bursitis and tendonitis with right knee contusion and chondromalacia of the patella. Period. Corticosteroid injection was administered to the right shoulder. Period. Additional physical therapy was recommended. Period. Her last visit at WorkNet was on 1/19/21. Period. In the paragraph on 1/9/21, she also underwent a lumbar MRI to be inserted. Period. She followed up with Dr. Lipschultz over the next several months. Period. On 3/1/21, she was doing well overall and released from care. Period. She had already been working in a full duty capacity. Period. In paragraph, however, on 3/22/21, she saw Dr. Lipschultz again for reevaluation of low back discomfort, localizing to the right SI joint. Period. She related that about a week ago she fell at work and re-aggravated her knee, but it had since calmed down. For the right shoulder was asymptomatic. Pretty referenced the lumbar MRI that showed facet disease and arthritis worse at L5-S1. Appears she also had degenerative disc disease. Paired lumbar sacral flexibility was actually quite good. Paired Faber's test was positive, and she was tender over the right SI joint. Pretty thought she had an element of sacroiliitis, for which he prescribed Voltaren gel. Pretty also cleared her to continue working full duty. Period. She returned to Dr. Lipschultz on 12/28/21, stating overall she had made substantial improvement in both her shoulder and lower back. Pritchard no longer was getting significant radicular symptoms to the right lower extremity. Pritchard had the ability to forward flex and abduct the shoulder between 160 and 170 degrees without any substantial pain. Appeared she was doing all of her normal daily activities. Pretty again discharged her from care to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. On 3/23/21, the petitioner was evaluated by Dr. Kemps, K-E-M-P-S. Period. He noted injuries and treatment that predated the subject event and offered assessments of permanency, all of which will be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There were healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was Dupuytren's thickening of the palms bilaterally, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Pistol, that's normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed a bunion on the left foot. Apparently related to having undergone right bunion surgery, but now her toes don't bend fully. Period. Deep tendon reflexes were 3+ at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. Period. She was mildly tender to palpation about the right hip, but not the left. Period. Hips and pelvis normal. Knees normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. There was non-reproducible tenor. It's palpation about the right greater trochanter, but there was none on the left. Period. She was tender at the right sciatic notch, but not the left. Period. And then normal through. She had a positive trunk torsion maneuver, but negative axial loading and Huber test for symptom magnification. Impressions. On 11/4/20, Bonita Miller reportedly tripped and fell while at work. She did not seek treatment for this until presenting to WorkNet on 11/23/20, where they performed an exam and x-rays that showed no acute abnormalities. She was initiated on conservative care. Period. New paragraph. She remained symptomatic and underwent a right shoulder MRI on 12/11/20 to be inserted here. Period. She then had a lumbar MRI on 1/9/21 to be inserted here. Period. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz beginning 1/11/21. Period. As of March 2021, he released her from care. Period. She returned to him again in later March 2021. Period. After a long gap, she presented to him again on 12/28/21. Appeared, however, at that time she was doing very well. Appeared notably, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Kemp's on 3/23/21 relative to earlier injuries that she did not currently reveal. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found her to be quite thin. Period, she said that she had always been thin. Period, she smelled of a tobacco odor as well. Period, there was full range of motion of the upper extremities. My provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period, she also had full range of motion about the lower extremities, where provocative maneuvers were negative at the hips and knees for internal derangement or instability. Period, she had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the neck, comma, right shoulder, comma, right hip, comma, right knee, comma, or back as a result of the event on 11/4/20. But on that occasion, the petitioner sustained mild soft tissue injuries that have long since had the opportunity to fully resolve. Period. She did not miss any work outright as a result of this event. Period. She was able to return to full duty with the insured until she was laid off. Period. She remains active in personal activities such as working in her yard. Period. Overall, her symptoms are better and she takes no pain or anti-inflammatory medications. Period.